It's episode 199, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 199 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. This is your host, your co-host, Tommy Allison. Scott is not here today. I don't know what he's doing. It's a warm summer day here in Southern California. So he's probably baking himself up, getting his suntan, working on his tan. So anyway, I have a special show for you today. And it is an interview with cruise director from the Sky Princess, Dan France. And we were able to record a wonderful interview with Dan. He shares about his history in cruising, how he got started, what drew him to cruising. And then we get down to the business of what does he do? What does a cruise director do on the Sky Princess? And he's going to share all about that. He's going to share about the food. We're going to talk about, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about the food. We're going to talk about entertainment. We're going to talk behind the scenes stuff. And I think you're going to really enjoy this brand new, but you're going to really enjoy this interview. It's one of a kind. And you know what? Let's just get right into it and let's just share this with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan France, cruise director on the Sky Princess. Here we go. Well, cruisers, here we are on the beautiful Sky Princess today. I have a very special guest, cruise director Dan France. Dan, welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Thank you. Great to be here. Very exciting.
Tell me, how has this cruise been for you here on the Sky Princess on Land of the Midnight Sun in Norway right now? Tell us the vibe out there.
So the vibe's great. I mean, it's very different type of itinerary. I mean, obviously, we're lucky enough to cruise the world. This type of itinerary, I think people come for the scenery, the panoramic views. Yes. Definitely, hopefully, a glimpse of the Northern Lights maybe one evening. We might wake you up in the middle of the night. But I think we'd all like to be disturbed if we could see such a spectacle.
Yes.
I think the biggest shock for our guests when they get on this itinerary is how little nighttime they see. So yes. As I'm sure you probably noticed yourself, at like 11, 12 o'clock at night, it's still broad daylight. Like, this is the land of the midnight sun, and it does mess up your body clock a little bit. But I think in the same way, because it's still daylight, people still think it's the daytime, so the energy stays there. So it's been great so far. We've had some great entertainment in the theatre, and we've got more great things on the way. This cruise, you've got comedy hypnotist David Knight on his way. We've also got magician Dane Cordine coming up. And our next couple of production shows, Rock Opera, you're going to see in a couple of nights, which is an amazing mixture of rock and opera. Things like Bonnie Tyler and Queen and those great songs, Celine Dion. And then Five Skies, which is very futuristic. Yes. Probably one of our most futuristic shows in the fleet. It's video mapping, LED walls. It's this gamer that transforms himself through these levels with all sorts of great music and special effects. Really cool.
So absolutely.
Some good stuff coming up. But overall, the cruise is a great vibe so far. Just come from some good officer versus guest events this morning. So it's been brilliant so far.
Excellent. So how did your love for the ocean and cruising begin?
So I've always done entertainment. I've always done musical theatre, performing arts. I went and I studied opera at the Royal Northern College of Music. And then from there, I felt like I'd spent so much of my youth studying. So I thought, you know what? going to take a gap year. I'm going to go and travel the world. And what better way to do that was on cruise ships. I remember going on a cruise when I was a young boy with my family. I remember the first two cruises I went on, I was very seasick and therefore I would never go on a cruise again. But I don't know what happened, but after two cruises, got over my seasickness. I think I found my sea legs, as they say. And yeah, I took what was supposed to be a gap year before kind of continuing on in opera and musical theatre. And that gap year turned into about 11 gap years. And here I am. I've been lucky enough to work for a number of different cruise companies and companies on land. But I didn't realise how much I would get bit by the cruise bug, and still here now and absolutely loving it. I think what I love about cruising is I get to do a bit of everything. So I still get to perform. I still get to sing. I still get to host other game shows and meet wonderful people, make vacation memories, and I think that's what's really, really, really fun. That's what I love about my job.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell us about your journey to becoming a cruise director with Princess Cruises.
So I was very lucky with Princess. So over my career, I started my cruise career with a small company called Island Cruises. They were kind of like co-owned by Thompson Cruises, which is now Morella. I did a few years with them, and then I went across to P&O Cruises, which is one of our sister brands. Right. I did about 3 years of P&O up until about 2013. My father passed away in 2013, so went home to take care of things there. Took a little break from cruising, went to work over in Asia for a company called Shangri-La. It's a big five-star resort chain. Managed a portfolio of resorts in Southeast Asia, but still had the cruise bug, so came back to sea with NCL. I was cruise director of NCL for a while, then Celebrity for 4 years. And then I think I came across the Princess about this time last year. It was about May 2022. Yeah, we're in 2023 now, and I don't know what day it is on the cruise ship, do you? I came across to Princess around May last year, so just past my 1 year mark here with Princess. I was really lucky to be hired straight in as cruise director with Princess. But I definitely worked my way up through the ranks in the other companies and put my sort of, I treaded the boards, as they say, in the other companies, worked my way up, and I was one of the few people that's lucky enough to be hired straight in as cruise director. It's not often the company would do that, and I know when I came on board, there was quite a lot riding on it, and there was a lot of pressure to sort of say, we don't often do this, so there was a lot of pressure on me to deliver, but so far it's been going great, and things that's have awesome. Done good. So, yeah, this is my third contract now with Princess, so I did my first contract on the Regal Princess. I was on there last year when they were filming
Love Boat.
The Real Love Boat.
The Real Love Boat, yes.
Got to meet Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Roman, and those great people. So it was a really fun first contract, and we were doing all over Europe. Then my last contract was on the Caribbean Princess. That was sailing out of Florida, and we were going doing 10-day Panama cruises, very different itinerary, going to Costa Rica and those beautiful places, Jamaica, Grand Cayman, and of course Panama. And then I was on there from November till April. Got off in the middle of April, had about 5 weeks vacation, and I got on here a couple of cruises ago on the Sky Princess. So.
That's awesome. We've been following you around, but we haven't met.
We must have crossed paths.
Yeah, we kind of crossed paths. We were, we know Ezra Freeman from, who played the bartender, on the show, and we were at the PR event that they had for the show. Was really fun. We had a really great time. Met all these great people like Charo and oh my gosh! And it was one of the most exciting cruises that we PR events that we went to. But they really did a great job. But then we were just on the Caribbean Princess. About 2 months ago, April.
I think I got off like April 8th or something like that.
We got on April 9th.
So we literally...
Yeah.
I must have crossed you on the gangway.
We got on the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we must have just... And I was actually... I was supposed to get off in the March, and then... they asked me to extend, so we just missed each other by a whisker.
That's it. But now we're here together.
Well, we're disembarking, and we were embarking.
Exactly. It's so surreal. And even like in the 1 year I've been with Princess, I bump into so many guests who are like, oh, we saw you on this ship and this ship, and they've only done two cruises, and I've only done two cruises, but they've been the same ones together. It's weird how that kind of works. Yeah,
yeah, it's amazing. That's amazing. So did you ever have any mentors that helped you along the way in your career, and what was their best advice?
Absolutely. I've been super lucky as a cruise director to have some of the best mentors in the industry. Coming up through the ranks, I was really lucky. When I was, in particular, I was working for P&O, I worked with some of the cruise directors still with the company as well. I worked with some of what we, and I mean this in a respectful way, we call the old school cruise directors, people who've been doing it for a good number of years and have seen the cruise industry grow and transform into what it is. And I learned a lot from those guys, people like Neil Oliver, who's still one of the fleet cruise directors at P&O, and John Bartram was another very good cruise director who taught me a lot. And another lovely lady called Karen Campbell, who's not a cruise director, she's a deputy. And I was very lucky. So when I was young, I still probably am young, but I used to get myself into trouble. I had no filter, so I would think of something funny to say, and I would say it and not think of the consequences afterwards. I'd be trying to catch my words as they come out of the mouth, and I was lucky to work with some of these cruise directors who taught me how to like harness that and use it in the right way and give me that filter, if you like, a little bit, stop me getting in trouble. But I think some of the best things I learned from some of the cruise directors, this is, it's a real intense environment. So you're 24/7, you're working every day, 10 sometimes 12, 14 hours a day.
Correct.
And you live and sleep and work with your fellow peers, your friends. Like, we finish work, we go to the bar together. So you live in each other's pockets. You have to learn to be very tolerable and get along with everybody. And we have lots of different cultures and countries, which is so exciting. I think one of the best things I learned from some of my cruise directors is if you have a difficult or a bad situation or you're frustrated with something, is to not deal with it then, is to go to bed, sleep on it, and deal with it the following day. You always do things much better. And things like that are always little tidbits you pick up from cruise directors over the years, and they really help. And then just how to manage entertainers, guest entertainers, what questions to ask, how to make sure you're well prepared, and how to be prepared. Like, and I was lucky to work with those old school cruise directors who'd show like what side of the stage to walk on and off. Make sure you ask the guest entertainer what is the last song so you don't come in too early, and all those kind of things. And I was lucky to be given that and good microphone training and technique, and have that hammered into me from a sort of early on in my career. And my job now as cruise director to pay that forward and do the training with my team and give them the opportunity to go and host in the theatre. I was really lucky early on in my career that some of these cruise directors give me an opportunity, even when I was only a little junior entertainment officer, to go and host the theatre show, which was very nerve-wracking. But it's my job now to pay that forward and mentor these guys and share that wealth of knowledge that I've picked up over the years.
And it all comes back to you too.
Oh, massively.
You know, with respect. And you know they come to you, ask questions, and you know, and you, it goes, it opens up new doors and opportunities, and you become the mentor, E becomes the mentor, and then they become mentors as well. It's passed down, and the traditions are passed down, all those things that come back to you, and they come back, and you become.
Well, we all are good, I always say, I know some people worry that, if we train someone up to be cruise director quality or standard, they're worried they'll take over. But the fleet's expanding so quickly. We've got the Sun Princess, the Starbridge. There's so much room for new talent, and that's what my job is now, to cultivate that. And if the team do well, I do well. So
exactly.
That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, and you get the Carnival Corporation, which has so many different brands. Mm. You know, there's always a place for people.
100%.
There's always a place for people.
Well, we want to keep the talent here at Princess, because we have a great fleet of ships and some amazing talent, especially my team on here at the moment. It's really, really good.
Absolutely. The luxurious Sky Princess has so much to offer to cruisers. What are some of the new offerings that we should not miss aboard this phenomenal ship?
Well, Sky Princess, I would still say, is a relatively new ship. Of course, launched in 2019, just before what was the most difficult period of cruising. But
we were on the Sky Princess
really
in February 2020.
Wow! So
we were kind of like the one of the last.
Stopped,
yes, exactly. And what was going on in Japan. So you were on in the early days. Yes, definitely early days.
And I was quite shocked to see recently, and they were like, okay, the Sky Princess going into dry dock. And I said, dry dock? It's only been going a few years. But it wasn't because of what normally a ship would go into dry dock for maintenance. It was to install some of these new features. So we've just got a brand new restaurant on board called The Catch, which is the menu's all been designed and developed by incredible chef Rudy, which is very different. And of course, The Catch is something that I highly recommend people go and experience. But I think this class of ship is such a great class of ship. The piazzas are much bigger on here.
Yes.
And things like Princess Live, even from like when the Regal Princess came out, Princess Live is much more exciting on here. You've got the big LED wall. It's a much more open venue. And then, of course, you've got the Vista Lounge. So you've got shows like Inspired Silliness that's just come back a couple of cruises ago. Very different type of production show.
Yes.
That's more sort of the autobiographical history of Jim Henson, right through to Five Skies and the other great things. And then, of course, state-of-the-art spa and all those great things on board. But, yeah, I highly recommend if you're just coming back on and maybe you've cruised like yourself before to pop along and try our new restaurants and stuff that we have here.
Tell me about the new desserts.
So, obviously, one of the new things that's been launched with Princess is the Princess Premier Package. And a big part of that is you get these premium desserts. Now, I already thought our desserts were pretty premium. As you can see, I love to enjoy the food here on board. So I was like, well, how much more premium can these desserts get? And then I saw them, and they're outlandish. I don't know if you've seen them.
Yes, we
have. These huge Knickerbocker glories, and they've dipped the glass in chocolate, and you've got these giant like candy lollipops on top, and they're very indulgent. But I know as part of the packages, I think some give you one per day, some give you unlimited. I don't know if you could eat any more than one a day without fitting into your clothes anymore. But these new ones are definitely, they're Instagrammable is one great thing. If you're looking for cool memories and shots to take and make your friends jealous back home, these new premium desserts are definitely part of that.
That's on our itinerary today.
Oh, yes.
So we're looking forward to having one of those new desserts at Gelato.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and then the gelateria on here is great.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, we've definitely had
dangerous.
dangerous. That's good. Yes, absolutely. Well, yeah. So can you share more about the different entertainment experiences on the Sky Princess? You mentioned Five Skies, and we saw Five Skies in 2020, and we were just blown away about it. And can you give us a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have four production shows on here. We have Inspired Silliness, which, as we spoke about, is very different style of show. That's in the Vista Lounge. So that explores a different talent of the production cast. That explores the puppeteering side of things.
Correct.
And then you've got your full-blown production shows. So we have Rock Opera, which we spoke about earlier. Rock Opera is really full on. It's like in your face.
Oh, yeah.
Real high energy, real power ballads, beautiful costumes, an amazing band backing them with the strings and everything. And then Five Skies, as I said, really futuristic. And you come and watch Five Skies, and it's comparable, if not better, than some of the stuff you would see in the West End and Broadway, especially when you see the special effects. And what's even more impressive is knowing that our amazing technical team on board set that up in about 2 hours. Normally, for the special effects, like the video mapping you see of the projection onto these gauzes and these LED screens and the other movable set scenery, normally you would only expect that in a permanent installation. But like the way our production team in Santa Clarita and the team on board build and design these sets so they can kind of come up and down and be transferable each day, so we can transform the theatre into something different, is really exciting. So Five Guys. One is a burger joint. One is a really good production show. So you've got food on my brain now.
Yep.
Five Skies.
Five Skies at Five Guys.
Well, maybe grab a burger and take a movie. But yeah, Five Skies is one of the most futuristic shows you'll see, probably in the fleet, and really exciting.
Oh, yes.
And every show is very different. And the other one you'll see is Spotlight Bar. So Spotlight Bar, again, something completely different. Spotlight Bar is set in like a dive bar. The band is set in the corner like you would have with a real band. And they fully utilize all the set. There's tap routines on the tables. There's elements where they play all these little rhythms on cups. And it's quite a modern show in the fact it's got quite new songs like Old Town Road and those kind of songs, and Bruno Mars and things like that in there as well.
Where do we find the Spotlight Bar?
Also in the theatre.
Oh, that's going to be in the theatre.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
So we've got Rock Opera, Five Skies, and Spotlight Bar in the theatre, Inspired Silliness. And on top of that, the great thing, especially with the Sky Princess, is we utilise all the spaces. So you're going to see pop-up performances from the production cast. Yes. In the Piazza, you may have seen the Champagne Waterfall.
Yes.
You'll see another little pop-up from them later in the cruise. We'll be doing a big farewell to head along to there too. And then, of course, on top of that, we've got some state-of-the-art game shows, which you're going to see. Tonight we've got the Marriage Match game show, which is always a popular favourite. And then we try and curate various parties, a little bit of Piazza Party, with the cast again doing a little pop-up. And then we like to, within the team, develop our own sort of flair with some of the exciting things, like some of the things that we recently implemented is Read My Lips, which is a bit lip sync battle and those kind of things. So yeah, some really fun stuff.
When we saw Five Skies, we thought it was just mind blowing. Just the way it's set up, it's just so unique for a princess to do a production like that. But I call it a 4D experience because you're getting wind at you, you're getting all these different things. But what was really interesting is that we were on a cruise that was a little bit of rockiness, and so you had a little bit of motion along with the ocean, with the production, the show. Oh, it made it a fun.
I love
fun
it. We don't always pray for rockiness because we want to give the dancers the best chance.
I know, but it was just so good. It made an immense, very surround experience.
And if I could give people a tip when you come to watch Five Skies, is sit a little bit further back. So
yes,
like, sometimes people,
there's a lot to see.
Yeah, there's a lot to take in. It's such a big set. It extends past the stage, the proscenium arch of the stage, and to the outer elements. So I recommend sit a bit further back and you can take it all in because it is very full on. It's a huge set and scenery. We have additional LED walls and screens that go in there. There's bits of the theatre you didn't even know existed light up. Yeah. And
Inspired Silliness, we saw it in 2020 and we really enjoyed it, but we really enjoyed it this time. They did a little bit of production changes in that show. And the new show is really good.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of Jim Henson and the Muppets, but you don't really know the history, Brian Henson, his son, shares about his father and shows what was really behind the a look behind the scenes of his father's thinking and things like that. And you guys did a great job. Just awesome. It's just brilliant.
This cast are very, very talented.
They're very talented.
You're going to see that when you see some of the other production shows later in the cruise. You'll see we have a very experienced and talented cast.
Absolutely.
And little secret, actually, this particular cast is very rare. It's what we call a triple. So what they will do is they'll stay together as a cast. They'll do a six-month contract. They'll take a short break off. And then the whole same cast will then go to one of our other ships that has the same shows like Enchanted and perform together as a cast, which is quite rare because normally when a cast finishes a contract, they'll dissipate some of them might work together, some of them might not. But this is like a new incentive where this cast will stay together and move from ship to ship, and they'll do three ships. Is what we call the triple cast. So
that's awesome.
Really, really good.
That's really good. That's really cool. So my wife likes to shop aboard the Princess Cruises ships. What should she keep an eye out for?
Well, there's lots of beautiful things on board, and you've got an arrangement of shops. Most of the shops on deck 7, deck 6 as well, I highly recommend. I always recommend people to go into the Effie Boutique. It's beautiful down there. Even if you don't want to buy a piece of jewellery, it's almost like a museum. Some of the like works of art, some of the jewellery and stuff in there. The pieces are really different and unusual. I really do enjoy the Effie Boutique. But what I love about the shops on board is they do acclimatise to where we're sailing in the world, so you can also go into into the shops on 7, where you can get all the logo and princess memorabilia and merchandise, and we have the jackets and stuff, and there's some collaborations with Helly Hansen and stuff. So we are traveling to Norway, so if you want to get yourself a princess jacket, you can get all those kind of things. Absolutely. Up there in the shops.
Yeah, and the Peter Merlo brand.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
There are some really good brand collaborations, even like with like Conical for the flasks and stuff like that. Yes. So you're getting really good quality products. Yes. and it's not just, you know, generally when you go to theme parks and you go to some, the branded merchandise is normally the cheapest version of that product, whereas they've got some really good quality products in
there. Absolutely.
Stanley the Bear is a must. You have to get a Stanley the Bear.
Yes.
Regardless of your age. You're never too old for Stanley on board. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, everyone loves food. What are the most favorite dishes that we must all try?
You're asking the right person here. I definitely sampled a lot of food. As you can see, I'm built for feed, not speed. So I absolutely recommend to go and try the catch, try the seafood platters. Okay. And the fresh seafood they have in there. My personal favorite is the Crown Grill. And if you're going to go to the Crown Grill, you have to try the black and blue French onion soup. Which
yes.
I'm sure you guys have probably had.
Yeah,
it's this incredible French onion soup. It has Jack Daniel's, I think, within the soup base itself, and then it has this beautiful blue cheese. It's got cheese pulls and strings for days. The tiger prawns in there are delicious, and my personal favorite is the ribeye. You may have had a chance to, but this cruise we had an amazing special for Father's Day with this huge bone-in ribeye.
We had it.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. One of the best steaks I've ever had in my life.
These guys cook a steak like no tomorrow. They're incredible. And then they bring all these seasoned salts. So
Himalayan salts.
Yeah, there's Himalayan salt, there's black charcoal salt, there's smoked salt. So it's all these little things, and people sometimes when they go and they get on board, they're like, "Okay, well, we've budgeted all this money for the cruise. Is it worth paying the extra for the specialty dining and things?" I 100% think it is, because I think the service and the quality that you get for the extra cover charge—it's like eating in a Michelin star restaurant. It's out of this world. But my other top tip, if you are going to go and dine in specialty restaurants, don't have lunch or have a very early lunch and save some space, right? Because you're stuffed. And make sure you wear your stretchy clothes that day.
Absolutely.
Because the salt air shrinks your clothes after you've been in there.
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you this. We've eaten at all the finest restaurants, steak restaurants in L.A., Los Angeles, and the meal that we had on Father's Day topped them all. And the value is incomparable.
Yeah, I think the steak you had must have been a couple of $100 if you got it online, right?
Exactly.
Our favorite place, they charge $135 for that.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can't even compare. But I understand they only brought like 18 of these aboard.
Yeah, it was just for Father's Day.
Did they have any left over? That's what I want to
know.
I know,
I've eaten them all. I don't actually know, actually. Maybe we should go along. I'm lucky, actually. This cruise, we're actually going to be filming some little bumpers to show on the TV show. So for the next up-and-coming few ports, I get to go in there and I get to film with the chefs and have steak.
Nice.
So sometimes the perks of this job are brilliant.
Oh, they are. That's awesome. So chill and cruise is my motto. What are some of the best places to relax and rejuvenate ourselves on the Sky Princess?
Well, it really depends on when you come on board. And it really depends on where we're sailing the itinerary, because obviously right now we're heading to Norway on some of the sea days, a little bit cooler, so the open decks can be quite cold. But the alternative, if you do come on these itineraries where you're coming for the beautiful scenery and the history, is the Enclave in the spot.
Yes.
It's beautiful down there. And my top tip for that, if you want to do that, is either pre-book it or book it as soon as you get on board, particularly for the sea days. Port days tend to be a bit quieter, but for the sea days, the Enclave is very popular. It gets booked up. But you can go in there and there's like thermal salt, like inhaled steam and saunas and great things to kind of kick back and relax. And then we also designate You'll see when our guests get on board, you'll see certain areas we designate as like quiet zones, because not everybody wants to get involved in the entertainment. Some people just want to sit and relax and read a book and things like that, and we do try and advertise those sort of like quiet areas too. But my top tip, if you really want to unwind and relax, is pass by this bar and book yourself in for a massage in the enclave. You'll be set for the day.
Even
the sanctuary as well.
So please share your top tips for cruisers on the Sky Princess.
All right, top tips. First one is, before you get on board, just before you get on board, is download the latest version of the Medallion Class app. It's constantly updated, and download the latest version of that and get familiar with it.
Yes.
If you get a chance, normally on the first day, the cruise director or one of the Oceanfront team will do a Medallion Class presentation, and they'll give you an overview of everything that you can make the most of it. And this latest state-of-the-art technology is really going to enhance your cruise. So if you embrace it and you have a look at all the different ways that you can use it, 100% recommend that. So you can use things like Ocean Compass to find your way around, because part of being on a giant ship is getting lost. But the quicker you can find your way around, the quicker you can enjoy things and the quicker you can find new things. So use the app and make sure you've got the latest current version. You can use things like JourneyView. And the other great thing you can do on JourneyView, which is a good top tip, is with the activities, you can bookmark them. Now, it doesn't reserve the activity. What this does, it adds it to your diary, favorites it, if you like. So correct. What you can do is you can look, say, for example, today's a busy sea day. You can look through the sea day and go, right, I want to go to the trivia, then I want to go to Princess Pop Choir, then I want to go to line dancing, then I'll go and see this enrichment talk. And you can favorite all these, and it just helps you kind of plan your day out a little bit better. Other top tips when getting on board, specialty restaurants, book those in at the beginning. Almost think through your cruise of what you want to do. And part of it is being spontaneous, but specialty restaurants in particular get booked up at the latter part of the cruise. And people go, do you know what, I really want to go there. And they get to the last sea day and it's fully booked and they're disappointed you can't get in. And have a look at the entertainment that's coming up. And generally, the show times here on board are 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and we have something different every single evening. So even if you're unsure, I recommend people come down. We had a group last cruise called the Trawlermen, who are a folk-type group. Now, it's not everybody's cup of tea, but the amount of guests went, do you know what? I normally don't like that type of thing, but I came and I loved it. So I always say, come and embrace it, and we try and make something for everybody.
Right.
And people will be surprised at what they enjoy. In particular, my other top tip, believe it or not, is when you're coming to the Princess Theatre, come in on the port side. A lot of people come in on the starboard side. It's on most of our ships tends to be the most popular side. So come in on the starboard side, which is the port side, which is the left hand side of the ship, because that tends to fill up second after the other side. So if you come in there, you generally get better seats and on deck 6 as well. That's it.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and I know that the cruisers are going to be looking forward to meeting you, and it's a pleasure to meet you as well, and sharing your history, and you've got us excited about cruising even more, you know, because of just what you have done and what are you doing. What's your future with Princess? Are you how much longer are you on this contract?
Well, I just joined, so I'm here for the next 3-4 months till September.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be home for a couple of months. And then after that, we shall see. There's new ships on the horizon.
Absolutely.
So fingers crossed, maybe I'll be on one of those. I'll have to work hard on this contract to see if the boss notices me in the office. But other couple of top tips, actually, before we go.
Yeah.
Just remembering. One of the great features on the Medallion app, one of the most underutilized features, is something called Crew Call Chat. Now, when you first get on board, one of the busiest areas is guest services. There's always a line. People have got a million and one questions. Sometimes it's a simple question like, what day is formal night or whatever that.
Mm-hmm.
What day is formal night? What night is formal night? but there's a section there called Crew Call Chat. And what this allows you to do is message the guest service team directly. You don't have to go and line up down at guest services. And a simple question. We have a whole team in the back office who will answer your question really quickly. And it'll save you time. It'll save you stress.
Yeah.
And the other top tip is when you get on board, drop your bags off, go visit your muster station, watch the safety video, get that out of the way, then you can relax and get fully into your vacation. If you're coming back to cruising and you haven't cruised for a couple of years, the whole drill system on the first day is very different now. It's much more streamlined. It's much easier. Yes. You remember the old days of having to sit in the muster station for five, six hours? That's all a thing of the past of technology
now. Alfredo's watching it on our phones. The drill, and then, you know, we walked over to our muster station after we finished our lunch, and so it was a wonderful way to do it. You know, you multitask there.
It's much easier. Get that out of the way. Use those features, like, say, crew call chat. It's like if you've ever used like Amazon customer service and you chat to those guys online.
Correct.
Very easy. But those little things are going to save you time without the need of going around. Even, like, using Ocean Now, where you can order food and drinks without having to move and stuff. It's great because as you see the cruise progresses, people find out these features, and then you're sat in a game show and someone's ordered cheesy chips at 11 o'clock at night. But that's the beauty of the Princess app and the Darling Crossing.
Exactly.
Which is great.
I've used the crew chat feature for just a small little minor repair on a door lock, and they were there like within 15 minutes, you know, and just boom, thanks, you know. And you're right, you know, you've seen these lines, you know, in guest services, and you're going, oh my gosh, it's going to take about a half hour.
So much easier.
But it's so much easier. You leave them, they get a ticket, they send the person out, and you don't have to worry about it anymore because it's off your mind. You can work. Go and enjoy your cruise. And
watch the Wake Show. I know I'm biased, I say that.
Yeah.
But if you watch the TV show every day, we give people lots of top tips on there as well.
That's awesome.
We share information about the ports. We've been to these ports, we know what it's like. So unless you're on an organized show excursion, you're going to explore on your own, we give you like great little tidbits on how to explore as well. So that's another great little bit. We'll share information that's current to your itinerary on there.
Excellent. Well, Dan, it's been a pleasure.
Likewise, thank you.
And thank you for coming on to the Cruise News Podcast.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much. If you want to follow me on social media, you can do at Dan from the Ship on Instagram and Facebook.
All right. Well, we'll put that into our show notes. And share it with everyone. Thank you. Thank you again.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that wonderful interview. We had such a good time speaking with Dan. And we learned a lot about the Sky Princess. We learned a lot about Dan and his history with cruising and with Princess Cruises. And such a wonderful interview. He did such a great job on the Sky Princess. He kept us entertained. He kept us informed. He really has a great personality. And if you're ever on a cruise with Dan, you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful experience. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the show today, and we really appreciate it, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Dan France. Until next time, everyone, keep on cruising. Have a good one.